This morning in my sermon, I will mention the Holy Spirit so many times that you will never forget it. But I'll start with a short story. A minister gave his usual Sunday morning sermon. And on this particular Sunday, it was considerably longer than normal. Later at the door, shaking hands with parishioners as they go out, one man said, "Your sermon, Vicar, was simply wonderful. So invigorating, inspiring, and refreshing." The minister, of course, broke out in a big smile, only to hear the man said, "That's why I felt a new man when I woke up." This morning, I don't expect anyone to fall asleep during my message. Because from our reading this morning, I believe God wants to give us a fresh revelation of who He is in us and who we are in Him. God created the plan of salvation. Jesus put the plan in place, and the Holy Spirit implements it in our daily lives. The Holy Spirit is the invisible God who allows us to accept Jesus Christ and all He has done for us. The Holy Spirit allows us to walk with God along the straight and narrow path in our new relationship with God. The Holy Spirit reminds us of what Jesus has done on earth. He tells us what God is thinking. The Holy Spirit is infinite and unlimited. He can be everywhere and with everyone all of the time. According to Billy Graham, it is impossible to understand the Bible, Christian living, the structure of the church, or our own relationship with God without understanding the person and the works of the Holy Spirit. So the other time, Reverend Richard taught us that the Holy Spirit is not an it, but a person. The Bible says He is not something. He is someone. He is God. Today I'm going to speak about the works of the Holy Spirit. From our script this morning, Jesus answered Nicodemus, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit." Now, the Holy Spirit, who is one of the three persons within one blessed and divine Trinity, is a gift from God that we receive after we repent and get baptized. While most believers have heard of the Holy Spirit, only few are aware of His significance in their lives. Knowing how the Holy Spirit works will enable us to appreciate and understand God's love and deliverance plan. It is good that God blesses all believers with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. As many as God shall call, Peter said, referring to the gifts, to those who obey Christ, the Spirit is given. Anyone who believes in Jesus will receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is to remain with Christ's followers eternally. Believers are redeemed, filled, secured, and purified by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit exposes God's ideas to believers, teaches them, and leads them unto all truth. The Holy Spirit of God confirms our bond with our Creator. He also assists and pleads for us in our time of need. The Holy Spirit works in different ways in the lives of believers. He is a guard who instructs and reminds us. The world is convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment by the Holy Spirit. He indwells and anoints us. He is the wellspring of knowledge, wisdom, and power. The Spirit of truth leads us to every truth, even future knowledge, through prophecy and the word of knowledge. Believers receive spiritual gifts from the Holy Spirit. Their lives are sealed by Him. The Spirit of holiness assists believers in their weakness and intercede on their behalf. The Holy Spirit gives believers eternal life. Believers are sanctified and enabled by the Holy Spirit to bear good fruits in their lives. The Holy Spirit empowers believers to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believers are made holy by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit's job is to pray for believers when they don't know what to pray about. Another of the Holy Spirit's work is to sow fruit in the lives of believers and then watch it blossom into a harvest. Moreover, the Holy Spirit's ultimate goal is to honor, exalt, and glorify Jesus Christ and reveal His kingdom to the world until our Redeemer returns. And we can become part of this biggest and greatest story ever told thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit. So some of the irreversible works the Holy Spirit does in our lives when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ are revelation, inspiration, preservation, illumination, interpretation, baptism, regeneration, anointing, indwelling, gifting, leading, sealing, interceding, and power. I'm sure you can see the words. At the moment, what I'm going to speak about is here, at least the first three. Revelation. The Spirit of God uses revelation to disclose God's message to the faithful. The Almighty One revealed to humans what could not else be known, things that human could never comprehend through reason or investigation. While the physical universe revealed that there should be a creator, it cannot show the designer's justice, compassion, and generosity, or the redemption. The Holy Spirit offers to humanity to accomplish such knowledge, which God Himself spoke to people about. Inspiration. Inspiration is the process through which the Holy Spirit taught and directed the writers of the Bible, ensuring that what they wrote was His desire. The Spirit of God moved or propelled the authors of scriptures. They did not merely express what they thought to write. Every individual with whom the Holy Spirit worked preserved their distinctive perspective and style. But the Holy Spirit guided them all to ensure that no error was introduced into the biblical manuscript, and that the words penned were what God intended. Preservation. The principle of inspiration and conservation are core elements of the Bible authorship. The Holy Bible is one book with one message, which is the Almighty God is restoring the world to its original design through Jesus Christ. This message was pulled together by the Holy Spirit over 1500 years, written by more than 40 authors. The Bible is still the most widely circulated book ever written 2,000 years after its compilation. Only God is capable of preserving the scripture, and He has vowed to do so. God's word is secure, is securely fixed, stable, and kept, and it will stay forever. Illumination is to cast light on. Only the Holy Spirit can enlighten the scriptures and make them understandable to humans. Humanity is blinded by evil, and people are unable to comprehend heavenly truth on their own, just like Nicodemus. The Holy Spirit works through enlightenment to make the written word accessible and pertinent to the needs of each believer. and eternally becomes a part of Christ's body. I'll skip a page. The attitude with which we approach the Word of God determines the Spirit, determines whether the Spirit will open our eyes while we study. This is why we must learn while filled with the Spirit. Interpretation. Interpretation means to explain, to tell the meaning of. The Apostle Peter makes it clear that the only interpretation of each biblical chapter is that God is his own interpreter. People may only uncover the precise evaluation of a passage by employing the help of the Spirit of wisdom. While there is one interpretation, there may be numerous applications and different ways in which a scriptural truth can be applied to one's life. Baptism. We are put in Christ through the Holy Spirit baptism and eternally become part of Jesus' body. This places us in a new spiritual posture. We were once dead in Adam, but now as believers, we are alive in Christ. We have been identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. And now, we have been enthroned in heaven with him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Regeneration. It is the Holy Spirit operation of bringing us spiritually alive. We are reborn, this time as God's children. We were once biologically alive, but spiritually dead. But now, we are spiritually living in Christ and physically dead to the flesh. We have been given the gift of eternal life and being moved from the realm of darkness to the realm of light. Anointing. Believers are anointed is a gift of the Spirit that aids them in discerning the truth and avoiding being easily swayed by false instructors. The anointing does not negate the importance of receiving accurate instruction from the Bible. That is, what was heard from the beginning is our arbiter of truth. We are not talking about heavenly inspiration or direct revelation here. However, amid widespread misunderstanding and confusion, the Holy Spirit aids us. He aids us all in discerning real teaching and correct understanding of the scriptures. Indwelling. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit indwell us at the moment of redemption. The Holy Spirit indwelling provide us with an innate strength that can be activated by the Spirit's fullness. Our sinful nature was the entire source of our drive before attaining salvation. Not only is the power of sin weakened after deliverance, but we can now call on God's omnipotence, gifting. The Holy Spirit bestows special spiritual talents and a distinctive work on every one of us upon redemption. Our spiritual talents are intended to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit within us by enriching the body of Christ. The unique task that God assigned to us is something that no one else could ever complete. And if we do not complete it, it will remain unfinished by us for all eternity. We can only achieve God's plans for our lives and attain eternal glory for which we are created by using our talents and abilities in the work the Supreme Being has chosen for us. Leading to be intelligent and cautious and to apply the divine truth in our daily lives, we need direction and we need support. This is the result of God's providence. It is something we should cheerfully accept as a natural part of the Christian life. We don't always notice God's presence in our lives until much later. However, knowing it exists provides us comfort. Sealing. The Holy Spirit's work of sealing ensures our eternal destiny. The seal represented three elements in ancient times, and they are sovereignty, protection, and safe delivery. Every believer is identified as God's personal and valuable possession with the absolute being's assurance of safe delivery. Interceding. Our comforter, advocate, helper, and intercessor is the Holy Spirit. Knowing that our prayers, no matter how insignificant, are brought to the Father by the Holy Spirit. And the fact that the Spirit is pleading on our behalf to make our prayers acceptable to God is a tremendous blessing. It is comforting to know we have someone to deliver our prayers and praises to the Supreme Being. We can be certain that we related posts do have access in one spirit to the Father through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who is also our advocate and mediator. Power. The Holy Spirit is without doubt the power of God. We receive a share of the Almighty God's power when we accept the Holy Spirit. We can only be called believers and true Christians when the Holy Spirit dwells in us. As a result, we all must work toward receiving the Holy Spirit through repentance and baptism. Once we have received the Holy Spirit, we should keep the anointing blazing brightly in our hearts. Just checking whether I've missed a page. So together this morning, let us accept with a covenant with the Holy Spirit. I'm sure you can see. So I'll pray the one in green and you pray the rest of the line. I won't resist him. I won't grieve him. I won't quench him. I won't blaspheme against him. In Jesus' name, amen.